This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. Puppets are popping up everywhere these days. The Muppet Movie was a terrific holiday hit. Nike TV commercials with puppetized Kobe and LeBron James. And also a few weeks ago, we spoke to the producers of Waka Waka before it came to Dartmouth. For further proof, we point to a distinctly utilitarian use of the felt-clad miniatures as stand-in actors for news outlets banned from bringing cameras into the courtroom. Whether puppets are cheaper or sketch artists are hard to come by, one TV station is sewing something special into their coverage of the county corruption trial of one Jimmy DeMora, playing out in federal court. Reporting for Channel 19 in Akron, Ohio, here's a clip from a local courtroom drama as reported by A Fuzzy Squirrel. Now, one note, all the puppet coverage includes actual trial transcripts.
In this edition of Puppets Court, we're talking Rolex watches, plasma TVs, and a refrigerator given to Jimmy DeMora by Ferris Kleem, telling the court he did so to win favors and county contracts from DeMora. And in testimony, we find out the two tried to cover it all up with fake invoices.
I felt like I was being exposed a little bit too much. I wanted to have a paper trail, so I gave Mr. DeMora the cash for the fridge, and I asked him not to deposit it all at one time, and I sent him an invoice for it.
Did he ever pay the invoice?
No.
So he got the refrigerator and the cash?
Yes.
Is that the invoice you sent Mr. DeMora?
Yes.
And was that invoice ever paid?
No.
Now, while WOIO-TV claims its puppet court segments are not intended to replace any serious coverage of trials being held behind closed doors, it is hard to deny that puppet court has introduced an innovative new model. So perhaps courtrooms famous for banning cameras need to watch out. Maybe even the nation's highest court. Be warned, Nina Totenberg. Anything you can do, a puppet can do cuter. For a link to the video where Sesame Street meets Law and Order, you can go to wordofmouthradio.org. Tell us what you think. Funny? Flippant? What's next? Puppets in the presidential campaign? As always, we welcome your ideas, comments, feedback, and other ridiculous internet finds.